right, let's bow in prayer as we begin our evening together. Father and God in heaven, appreciate so very, very much your watch care over us, your tender mercy, loving kindness, so many good things that you bestow upon us over and over and over again. We say thank you. So we're asking blessings from above this evening, that you hear all of our individual cries for help and comfort and strength and mercy and well-being. We're asking that you keep our eyes open for the opportunities for ministry and service. Bless us in all of our efforts to encourage one another and to minister to one another, to take care of one another, and keep our eyes open for those opportunities, we pray. Bless us this evening as we present ourselves before you in worship. We pray that we'll be strengthened from our time together, strengthened in faith, and we pray that we'll be brought closer to you and to one another. So we're asking blessings from above as only you can give. Bless us with forgiveness of sins as we confess to you and to one another. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, typically, as you know, on the first Sunday night, we have singing instead of, and scripture reading instead of preaching. There's more singing and prayers. Then we go through the audience and you select a song. And if I know it, I'll lead it. So I'll work my way through the auditorium. So find a favorite song that you'd like to have us sing together. And so I'll start from the front. I'll try to give you enough warning. Huh? Pam, you're ready. 5-5. 5-5. The first one. 5-5-5. Sing all three stanzas of this.
I know what it is. I knew it was one I liked. I couldn't remember though.
5-5-5.
No, that's not it, Jim.
Yes. All right. 5-5-5.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, singing Alleluia, Alleluia. Ask and it shall be given unto you, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you, singing Alleluia, Alleluia. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, singing Alleluia, Alleluia.
7-9-5.
Now the day is over, night is drawing nigh, shadows of the evening steal across the sky. Jesus, dear, the yeah.
Clarence Barbara, you have a
763.
763? 763. Oh, 763. Oh, Master, let me walk with thee.
Everywhere go, tell it on the mountain.
Jesus Christ is born. The wise men came to worship the holy child that day. They found him in a manger, asleep on that hay. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Well, notes on the bottom, the very bottom right. I said, wait a minute, you're supposed to go glory shown around, and it's got this low, and then it goes whoop. Well, I haven't, it's not the way I remembered the song.
It's whoop, I know.
Whoop. I said, wait a minute, that's whoop is it? I don't remember those notes. Whoop, that surprised me. Good evening, church.
Good evening.
The scripture reading is taken from Psalm 119, verses 129 through 136. Again, Psalm 119, verses 129 through 136. We're all there. Let us say amen. Okay. And it reads, "Thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of men, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of water run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law." Again, it was taken from Psalm 119, 129 verse through 136 verse. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and especially the doers of his word. I'll bow for prayer. Most gracious, loving, caring, high, and lifted up, dear Father God, great and true and merciful God, thank you for your divine word, dear Father God. Thank you for the care, and mercies, and kindnesses, and truth, dear Father God, that we get from your word, dear Father God, and the Lord Jesus Christ in his way. Dear Father God, we ask, Lord, that you please put a hunger in our hearts, dear Father God, that you point us in the right direction to the scriptures that you need us to read, dear Father God, and help us, Lord, to take them and use them according to your good purpose, dear Father God, as you would have us. Thank you for loving us, caring for us. Please bless the ministry here, dear Father God. Strengthen them that they may walk according to your good purpose, and show us the way also, dear Father God. Thank you for loving us and caring for us, and having mercy upon us in the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Thank you. In Jesus' name, we ask and we pray and we thank you. David, you and Ginger have a favorite song?
387.
That was the song I was going to ask.
Oh, is that right?
That's great.
When you get to the bottom, in case you're not familiar with it, when you get to the very bottom, the last phrase is those words, the words are in italics, back up toward the middle. So that's where the song ends. I like to point that out sometimes when we sing. So, number 387, first and last.
Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his
All the vain things
Sing it at the quarter, at the monthly singings, but so I'll get this.
Sure.
Right.
I'm gonna do that holy city. Oh, I'm gonna do that holy city one of these days. I'm gonna do that holy city. I'm gonna do that holy city one of these days. One of these days. My loving Jesus, oh, I'm gonna meet my loving Jesus one of these days. I'm gonna meet my loving Jesus. I'm gonna meet my loving Jesus in that holy city one of these days. One of these days, I'm gonna sit at the banquet table. Oh, I'm gonna sit at the banquet table one of these days. I'm gonna sit at the banquet table. I'm gonna sit at the banquet table. Meet my loving Jesus. Feel that holy city one of these days. One of these days. I'm gonna feast on milk and honey. Oh, I'm gonna feast on milk and honey one of these days. I'm gonna feast on milk and honey. I'm gonna feast on milk and honey. Sit at the banquet table. Meet my loving Jesus. View that holy city one of these days. One of these days. I'm gonna sing and never get tired. Oh, I'm gonna sing and never get tired one of these days. I'm gonna sing and never get tired. I'm gonna sing and never get tired. Feast on milk and honey. Sit at the banquet table. Meet my loving Jesus. View that holy city one of these days. One of these days.
I have to have one eye on the words and one on the
notes. That's a good job, huh?
Don, what's your favorite?
881.
That's one of those heaven songs. Yeah, it came out with just the breath and nothing else. 881.
I'm satisfied with the cards below. A little silver and a little gold. In that city, a little ransom will shine. I want a gold one, that silver eye. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop. In that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder, we will never more wander. I'm not discouraged, I'm heaven bound. I'm just a pilgrim in search of a city. I want a mansion, a robe and a crown. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that dry land where the will never grow old. And someday yonder will evermore wander, but walk the streets that are pure. Walking in sunlight all of my journey over the mountain through the deep vale, Jesus has said I'll never forsake thee, promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Rejoicing, singing his praises, Jesus is mine. Shadows around me, shadows above me, never conceal my Savior and guide. He is the light, in him is the darkness, ever I'm walking close to his side.
I've been thinking about a topic and putting some notes together, kind of collecting some art on knowing God. There's a verse in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 where Paul says, to you who are afflicted, rest with us, that at the revelation of Jesus from heaven with his angels in flaming fire will render vengeance on those. He mentions two classes. On those that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who shall suffer punishment, even eternal, or affliction from. Punishment, even eternal affliction from God, and at the revelation of his glory when he comes again. So I think I thought about that. You obey not the gospel, but then wait a minute, those that know not God.
Yes.
I thought, what are some the attributes of God? I think that would be the theme or whatever it is. Just for a moment, you finish the phrase, God is.
Love.
Love is one.
Spirit.
Yeah?
Spirit.
He's spirit? Okay, wait, that's right. I didn't think of that one. I don't have that one in my list, but putting together some attributes. Spirit. Just spirit.
You knew it just, huh?
Outline together.
God we can.
Everything?
Yeah.
Everything.
Because in him we live, move, and have our being. Yeah, she's right.
God is blank. He would not allow us to be tempted above that which we're able. God is what? Will not allow us to be tempted above that which we are able, but with every temptation provide a way of escape. God is
gracious.
Faithful. Faithful. Think about the omni words of God.
Omnipotent.
Omnipotent, all powerful.
Omnipresent.
Omnipresent, everywhere present.
All knowing.
All knowing. So I'll take a plan. Maybe I might have to combine some, but usually I think there's one sermon in each of one of those attributes of God. Knowing those that know not God suffer punishment, even eternal destruction from the presence of God, the glory of his might. That's the last phrase of that verse. Okay.
I don't want to sound like I know anything because I don't. The key is the definition of what the word know means in that passage of text. I always thought it meant that those that didn't have a right relationship with God. But I don't know what that word means in that passage of text.
Well, I'm thinking of what you just...
You're on your own.
They not the gospel, and they don't know God. They don't have a relationship.
Yeah, but you're on your own if you use what I tell you.
I hear you.
I think I'm going to change that. God is light.
Oh, light? Okay.
Ah, yes.
Yep. You got some delight. That is more than what... We can just go on. You may give me 6 months of sermon material. One attribute every Sunday night. Wow, we can go away. So, all right. So, look, I plan on that. I may not bring it to fruition, but that's kind of the direction I'm thinking about going after. So, all right. Any other announcements? Anything we need to highlight, emphasize? Like I said, when I say these things, I don't want to overlook. Oh, that's right. Avocados. There's some avocados on the back pew. There were lemons this morning, and now there are avocados tonight.
They weren't lemons this morning.
The avocados were not lemons this morning. Yeah. There were some lemons available.
Yes, wow. This is amazing.
Had me fooled.
If you read 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 10, it pretty much covers a lot of that you're talking about right there.
Well, you have, we walk in the light as he is the light, but a reference to Jesus, and I'm thinking about specifically the attributes of
attribute.
Father.
God. Father, okay. Well, you got one.
You have one, that's true too. Well, now you're going to stretch this out to a year and a half, Corey.
Thanks.
All right, avocados. The old story is, as long as there's not tomatoes back there, and somebody said, when we're walking out the door, he said, we have tomatoes back there. Aren't you glad, Brian, they didn't hand them out before you preached?
tough crowd.
Tomatoes. Orby, I'm going to call on you again, if you would, with your permission, lead us in that dismissal prayer. And just the old expression, pray for all those it's whom our duty to pray for. So, okay, Orby.
That's all about. Father, we're grateful that you give us another day. The opportunity to assemble this evening to sing songs. Praise, to worship you this evening in spirit and in song. We're grateful, our Father, for each one of us assembled here, for many on the sick list. We pray for those people mentioned in the bulletin that you may give them a speedy recovery and let them reassemble back with us a later day. Be with the ones that are traveling and safe journey. As we leave, first, leave this building where our highways are respected places. Guard, guide, and direct us all the way to the end. Been found faithful. Give us home with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.